WNP, checking the automated announcements.
WN4V, go ahead. This is WN4V, go ahead.
WN4V, KN4RJN, how's things down in Florida?
KN4RJN, WN4V, hot. And we need rain. Otherwise, things are going the same way they're going anywhere else. My XYL and I went to the bank, go to the post office, and the doctor or the hospital, and that's it. We go nowhere else right now. I'll be more comfortable when there's a full-fledged, safe vaccine available. Since I'm in that group of high-risk people, since I'm 72. Back to you.
It was a little warm here today, too. It got up to 81, and we had some rain come through yesterday late, so it was pretty muggy out there, too.
I believe the humidity right now is, I'll look and see here, 75% and 85 degrees, so it's a bit sticky out there. Yesterday it was 88% and 85 degrees.
Yes, sir. That's kind of like sitting in a sauna, isn't it?
Well, welcome to Florida. I'm in Bradenton, which is about 55 miles, and by the way, my QRZ page says Onico. That's an unincorporated area where I go get my mail. But I actually live in Bradenton, about 6.5 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. And it's like a sauna. Let's see. Next week, by the way, hurricane season starts here, so there's already a disturbance out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, so we're watching that. I believe it's, Newport Richey, south or north? And I've been living in this area almost 25 years, and I don't have a clue about half of it, but I believe it's north. Go ahead.
The only reason I'm asking, my parents retired down there many years ago before they passed, and I'm trying to get an idea where you're at. If you're south of that, then I've got an idea where you're at.
Well, to be more specific, I'm 12 miles north of Sarasota, Florida, and about 55 miles south of Tampa, just off of I-75. That'd give you a good idea where I'm at. Right on the Gulf.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be down there during hurricane season. I visited my folks down there a few times, and it rained every afternoon, and it was hot as all get out during the day, but my dad liked it. He played a lot of golf, and, so they had some good years down there.
I'm a retired member of the Air Force. I've been in this area since the end of 96. I did not move here by choice. My wife and I lived in the Philippines. She's Filipino, by the way, for 10.5 years, and 4.5 active duty and the rest retired, and we came here so she could obtain my military benefits and Social Security benefits. And been living in this area about 25 years now. It's all right, but it wasn't my first choice. My first choice was in North Dakota.
North Dakota is just a wee bit cooler than Florida, isn't it?
was stationed up there for 5 years. I volunteered to go up there to get out of Washington, D.C., and as a matter of fact, I wound up liking it. If you're a ham up there, you're almost a rare DX in some counties. I know of one fellow in Lignite, North Dakota, who's the only ham in the county, I think. Or maybe there's another one. Maybe there are two hams in the county, but yeah, I liked it up there. I had no problems at all living up there. When we came from the Philippines, we had a choice. My father told me not to come home, and my brother offered me a place to stay until we could get an apartment and I could obtain employment. That's the story.
I'm retired Army. I retired in 94 and wound up in South Carolina by throwing a dart at a map. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Well, my dad apparently wasn't too happy with the girl I married, but he got over it eventually. Anyway, maybe you can answer a question for me. I've been checking into this net for years, and I don't hear K4SUG much anymore, Ray. Everything. Is he still around? Back to you.
I have no idea, sir. I've only been net controller on this net for a few months and been checking into it for a little bit longer than that. But I don't recall ever having heard that call sign off the top of my head. But but like I say, you know, if it was years ago, there's no telling.
Well, that far, it wasn't that far, that long ago. I usually check in on Wednesdays with Gary, KI4DOS, so I'll ask him. I'm sure he would know, if he does. Oh, boy. That's pretty much it. I got on All-Star the other day and set it up in a different way. I have Google Voice, and All-Star has two phone portal numbers, and I was able to access the All-Star network that way at no cost to myself with Google Voice. And I do understand that they probably listen in, but I don't access it that much. But it's a way to access it, getting a node.
Again, that you were looking for?
Ray, Romeo Alpha Mike, Romeo Alpha Yankee, and his call sign is K4SUG, that's Kilo 4 Sierra Uniform Golf. Again, Kilo 4 Sierra Uniform Golf.
I might ask Dave, W4DJW, if he's ever heard that sign, if he knows him. Say the guy's name was Ray.
Yeah, but his first name on his QRZ page is Lotus. That's Lima Oscar Tango Uniform Sierra. I'm sure Dave would know.
We're getting that started here in about 10 minutes or so. I'll ask him, or you can ask him. I'm net controller tonight, and I've got you checked in already, but I'll be sure and ask him.
Okay, well, that'd be fine, John. By the way, I have something in common with you. I spell my name the same way. The joke on other net says that my parents couldn't afford the H, so they just said J-O-N. And since I'm already checked in, I'll be listening for a few minutes, and then I generally go. I have another net I have to check in too, but I'll be listening for a few minutes anyway. KN4RGNWN4V.
Roger that. Well, we'll find out what happened to K4SUG and see if he's still around. Yeah, the story in my with my name is that apparently apparently my mother and my grandmother had a disagreement about what my name was going to be. Apparently my grandmother wanted Don, D-O-N, and my mother wanted John, J-O-H-N, so they compromised and dropped the H. At least that's the story I heard.
Well, my mother passed away in 1994. I have no idea why she named me J-O-N, but it's okay. You know, it's all right, I guess. Yeah, it's okay. I'm going to go get some liquid refreshment here, and I have some medication I need to take, too, in just a couple of minutes. So I'll sign with you. It's good to talk to you. I haven't talked to someone up in that area. By the way, my hometown is Hickory, North Carolina. Hickory, North Carolina. And you said you were retired Army. I'm retired Air Force. My brother is spent two tours in Vietnam flying Huey Cobras and gunships. My mother was in the Navy. My father was a retired Army warrant officer. Let's see, I have another brother. He was an F-4 avionics technician. And I have a nephew in the Marine Corps in San Diego, and I also have a niece who will be an Air Force officer shortly after she finishes her RN, I believe. Good to talk to you. And again, I'm from Hickory. That's why one reason why I check into the net. I'm familiar with that area up there somewhat. KN4RGN, WN4V. I'm clear with you.
KN4RJN, clear.
UN4V, also clear.
CQ, 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 this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John, and I'm located in Inman, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited and encouraged to check in. You can also check in via EchoLink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly, giving your call sign in standard phonetics, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion, which will occur right after the Friday night tidbit. We'd like to begin with early check-ins. Folks that have used the early check-in capability of our repeater, so I'd like to welcome W4FCM Fred, and he brings along his wife Isla in 4IEI. Also like to welcome K4GAT Michael in Simpsonville, and KG4WNP Landon, and KG4WNP. Oops, I got Landon in there twice. Excuse me. And I'd like to welcome on EchoLink, an early check-in, WN4V, John down in Brayton in Florida. I had a little conversation with him just before the net, and I've gone ahead and checked him in. Any other EchoLink stations would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Gem, over in Arkansas tonight, negative and negative, just listening.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome James. I believe you said you were over in Arkansas. You be careful out there on the road, James. And that's all the Echolink stations we got. So we will begin the alphabetical roll call. Tonight being Friday night, we begin with the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu. If you'd like to check in with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. And Kilo 4 Victor Kilo November. K4VKN. This is Alan. We're in Piedmont and we're negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
This is KN4RJN at Control Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to welcome Alan, K4VKN. Alan, looks like you got the uniform through Zulu Group all to yourself, at least so far. But thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, in out of turn, KN4RDE, that's Kilo November 4, Romeo Delta Echo. This is Greg in Piedmont this evening. We're on a mobile, negative and negative, 7-3s.
Not copy you at all. If you can boost your power, or if you're on handheld, move around, find your X, and try again, I'd love to check in. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'm sorry, sir, you're breaking up bad, and I cannot read you. Is there anybody out there that can relay that station? This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Sir, I'm afraid you're still way down in the noise and breaking up. If you can move around and maybe try again a little bit later. Let me move on to the top of the alphabet, to the Alpha Through Delta group. Alpha Through Delta. Wish to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
JN. Evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inland. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right. 73s.
KN4RJN. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer. No traffic, but I'll be around for comments.
This is KN4RJN at Control Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Like, welcome, Dave. K04AOW. And the other Dave, W4DJW. Dave, I got you down for comments. And Whiskey November 4 Victor down in Florida was asking me earlier before the net if you ever heard of a fellow named Lotus. His call sign was K4SUG. He used to check into this net apparently years ago, and John down there in Florida was wondering if anybody had heard from him lately.
Affirmative, that's Ray. K4SUG is Ray. He usually hangs around with Gary on Wednesday nights to rag chew after the net, or during the rag chew portion of the net. So he's usually here every Wednesday. If he wants to come back on Wednesday and listen for him and give him a shout, he'll be here. Typically, he's always there on Wednesdays.
N4V, did you copy that? Are you still on?
Yes, I am. KN4RJNWN4V, okay. Normally, I check in. I'll stick around longer on Wednesdays. I check in with Gary, KI4DOS. But I disconnect after 10 minutes or so, but I'll stick around to hear Ray. I was just curious about him. He's one of those fellows who's been there and done that. Back to you.
This is KN4RJN at Control Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Well, John, I hope we can get you hooked up with him. Like Dave said, he'll check in on Wednesdays with Gary, KI4DOS. and hopefully you can get to talk to him again. Glad we can take care of that for you. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Good evening, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in beatbox and we'll all be negative and negative.
For RJN. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew. Well, I do have a piece of traffic. I got a piece of health and welfare traffic that Al wanted me to put out on the net tonight. So I got an announcement.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, Sumerina. I'd like to welcome Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and I don't hear any giggling in the background, so it's not Wednesday night, and KM4MOQ is daughter Michelle. Also, Gary, KI4DOS, runs our net on Wednesday nights in the swap meet, and he brings along Joy, K3JOY. Gary, you go ahead with your announcement, if you would, sir.
4RJN and Annette, KI4DOS. John, go ahead and put my number 4 on this so you can count it as traffic. Al, KI4MLN, is in the hospital again. He's got some problems, but he's doing okay. It's not life-threatening at this moment, but he is in the hospital. It's not COVID or anything like that. But he just had some problems, and he wanted everybody on the net to know that he was in the hospital again, and he said he should be home in a couple of days, so we'll have to wait and see on that. But that's all I got for now, John. Back to you, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, could you say the call sign one more time, sir?
Kilo India 4, Mike Lima November. KI4MLN, Al. He lives down in Malden.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate that. We'll keep Al in our thoughts and prayers. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Metro Fluids 2-Minute Net. I'd like to welcome Bill, KO4ACA. Bill, you think? Thanks for stopping by. Good signal tonight. Appreciate it. Let's slide on down the alphabet now to the Echo Through Hotel group. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN, please check in WB4, Fox Echo, Echo, Dan over in Northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. Just check me in and out, please.
4RJN. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo and Candler, and we'll stick around and help you fill in that second shift time lag in there tonight, John. Good evening.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2-Minute Net. I'd like to welcome WB4FEE, Dan, over there in Simpsonville, and KC4EZN, Harry up there in Candler. Harry, we'll go back to you chat here in just a little bit. Thank you all for checking in. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Well, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
David and Easy on the Handy Talkie, again phonetically. Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Zulu Golf, David and Easy.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 Internet. Like to welcome Gene, W4FHJ. And David, KM4GZG, Golf Zulu Golf. David, you're a little bit down in the noise, but I managed to get you in. You're in the log. Thanks for stopping by and checking in. Any other stations echo through hotel before we slide on down, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the India through Lima group. India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
4, RJN. Hello, John. This is Sam. Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot, out of Slab Town. Have a good night, 73 to you.
RJN. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for hosting the net.
4, RJN. Please check in Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo, K4KAE. This is Alice in Taylor. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to everyone on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 Meter Net. Like to welcome James up there on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK4JFO. And Sam over there at Liberty, KG4LPF. John over there in Paris Mountain, KE4JRK. And Alice, K4KAE over there in Taylor's. Good to hear you, Alice. Thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations? India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I've got an Echolink station up, so we're going to go to Echolink stations for a moment. Echolink stations only, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, please check in Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville, and also check in my wife Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. Thank you for calling the net. We're negative right now, but we'll be listening. 73.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome two of our other net controllers, W2MJB Mark and his lovely bride Wendy, KN4HTP. Thanks for stopping by this evening, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hi. And that's all the Echolink stations we got, so we're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Mike through Papa group. Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
KN4RJN. Please check in Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County, and I'll be negative and negative. 73, you and everyone on the net.
RJN. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt Minman. I'll be negative, negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Pat over there in Malden, K4OSH. And Matt, one of our other net controllers, WG4MC, over there in Greenville. Thanks for stopping by, Matt. And my neighbor down the road, Walt, here in Inman, K4OIM. Thanks all for stopping by. Any other stations? Excuse me, got a frog in my throat there. Any other stations? Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Quebec through Tango group. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN. is AC4Q Mobile. Panel is Phil, and we're in Bowling Springs, and we are native and negative.
This is Canfor Jan at Control Blue Receiver. Like, welcome Phil, AC4Q, over there in Boiling Springs. And I believe you said you were mobiling around out there somewhere. Please be careful out there on the mobile. Any other stations? Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN.
Station, you were way down in the noise. Can you boost your power or move around and try again, sir?
This is any better, KA2TXJ. Please check in KA2TXJ. Jim in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
Sir, I copy KA2TXJ. Is that correct, sir?
Sorry, I'm down in the noise tonight. It's on a portable, so I won't tie you up any longer.
A lot clearer now than you were the first time, so I've got you in the log, James. Thanks for stopping by. Okay, we've gone around the alphabet once. Let's open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you have a letter in your call sign and you'd like to check in, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
RJO, again, KJ4HRA, GENE, and please check in my wife, Robbie, KJ4KOX. We live in downtown Greenville, no traffic, no comments.
In. 4 Whiskey, JC4W, Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, John, and all on the net, no traffic in Orlando.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Excuse me again. I'd like to welcome Warren, K4HHC, over there in Taylor's. And Gene, KJ4HIA, and he belongs, I'll learn how to talk here in just a minute, folks. He brings along Robbie, his wife, KJ4KOX. Gene, you tell Robbie we said hi, thanks for stopping by. And Bill, KC4W, over there in Anderson. Thank you all for checking in. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We are now securing the formal portion of our net with thanks for everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, but please stand by for the Friday night tidbit before you do that. And then we'll be in the rag queue with periodic stops for check-ins. So the Friday night tidbit will come to you in just about 10 seconds as soon as I put on my glasses and relight my cigar. Stand by. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Neanderthals made the world's oldest string. In a new twist in Neanderthal Stone Age feats, our close evolutionary relatives wound bark fibers into strings that could have been used to make clothes, ropes, nets, and other practical but perishable items, a new study suggests. A 6.2 millimeter long fragment of string made from three groups of bark fibers was found attached to a stone tool at a Neanderthal site in France. The tool was embedded in sediment dating from 52,000 to 41,000 years ago. Researchers previously had unearthed stone tools and attached to individual twisted fibers at the site, the Apri de Marcus rock shelter, but as a piece of woven string, the new discovery described April 9th in scientific reports represents the oldest direct evidence of string making. Microscopic and molecular studies indicate the fibers come from the inner bark of a tree such as a pine. Break. The ancient string adds to recent evidence suggesting Neanderthals thought and behaved no differently than Stone Age Homo sapiens did. The previously oldest known cords were made in Western Asia by humans who twisted wild flax fibers into twine as early as about 32,000 years ago. So, string it along. Anyway, we'll now begin the ride cheer portion of the net. We'll start with Dave, W4DJW. David, talk to me.
KN4RJN in the net. I had to finish chewing on a piece of pizza. Was eating. Got eaten late supper. Well, that's interesting about the Neanderthals. One of the things we used to do when I used to live over in France was go around and looking at their little huts that they had set up in France. They kind of preserved as many of those as they could find. It was like four stones. One for a back wall, one for each side wall, and a roof. And then the front was open. And they used to set up stones like that for them to get in. That's how they built a house, with big rocks. And they didn't know how they had got the big rock on top, because it's heavy. It's like a few thousand pounds. But somehow they managed to get the rocks up there. At least that's what they think. That's the stories they told me while I was over there. So it's kind of interesting, the Neanderthals and how they managed back in their day and time. It was a lot colder back then, too. And well, that's a pretty good subject. Where'd you find that? What was the source of that?
That was from Science News. Let me flip the page here and get to the front. That is the May 9th edition of Science News.
Well, that's pretty cool. It reminded me of the days I used to live over there. We got like a big thunderstorm of water today. Power went out like six times before it finally went out for good. Had to get the generator out again, wire everything up. At this time, when it came back on a couple hours later, I left the generator running because it was going up and down and up and down. So, how about you? Did you get any rain, or how'd your power do today?
Nary a drop as far as I know. I think it was wet when I got up this morning, but I don't think it's rained all day, and power's been steady all day, and you'll be happy to know that my internet, TV, and everything else finally came up last night after it went wonky, but it's been steady all day, so I don't think we got a drop here.
Well, last time they called me, Duke Energy called me, and they told me your power is out, and they told me why. It's because a tree fell on their equipment. And then they called me back when it was fixed. This time they didn't call me, or else my phone just wasn't getting good enough connectivity to receive the signal, one of the two. Anyway, it came down gully washers here. I put some fertilizer and some grass food and some insect killer and then a few bags of grass seed out. I'm hoping that gully washer didn't float that seed up and carry it down to the neighbor's yard. Well, anyway, that was my day, other than working. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I won't keep you, but hope we don't get much more of that. I hear people on here saying a lot that they're getting sick and tired of the rain, and my wife has said that too. But usually I'm working, I don't notice it, unless it's really hard and you can actually hear it through the walls. But anyway, John, that's been my day here. I'll let you carry on with it at KN4RJN, W4DJW.
This is KN4RJN. Well, you know, I remember the lyrics to a country western song says, rain makes the corn grow and corn makes whiskey. So, bring on the rain. But if they're washing your corn away, I guess that's not a good thing. Anyway, thank you, Dave. Any other comments?
KN4RJN.
Ken, go ahead, Steve.
Hey, after a slight little technical glitch, that was me that was trying to check in. It was way down in the woods. So, Stephen Inman, KN4, BWA, and I'm glad to hear y'all had a decent day.
Hey, Steve, I would like to recognize KN4, BWA, my good buddy Steve on down the road here in Inman. Thanks for stopping by. Let's see here. Where did it go? Harry, was it? Yeah, Harry. up there in Chandler. Talk to me. How was your day? What's going on in your world?
KN4RJN, KC4EZN, things are moving on pretty good here. I won't have to make up but about three stories instead of eight to fill in this time gap. Just moving along kind of slow up here. North Carolina is a little bit more restricted, I think, than you folks are. I've got to find a restaurant. I've got a wedding anniversary coming up the end of next weekend, and got to find a restaurant somewhere. Take the wife out. She's been real patient and all that good stuff. And I know our two cats love to see us be out of the house and leave them alone. Anyway, I had a real interesting experience a couple of months ago. We, you know, get on these radios and play with them and do stuff, and don't think about how we're connected in the world. It was in the morning, I don't know, 9:30, 10:30, somewhere along in there, and I was looking to see what was happening on 40 meters, and, you know, and I'm also using FT8. And there were some people out there making contacts, and a VK call sign popped up. And so I went back to him, and, of course, he never heard me. And the signal report I had from him was very, very low. And I run a piece of software called JT Alert, which basically connects WSJTX with my logging program, and it has a text message function, and there's a little indicator in there that says when the person that you're hearing is online. And I looked down there, and this guy showed up. He was online, so I opened up the window, and yes, he was online, and I sent him a text message, gave him a signal report. He came back to me a few minutes later and told me what he was running. He was running 600 watts, and I was getting him with a signal report of like minus 21, which you can't hear that with your ear. Anyway, I gave him a signal report and all that stuff, and like I say, he never heard me. But I just thought it was interesting. Here we are, both of us sitting in front of our radios and our computers and all that stuff, but yet our real communication is text messaging each other. So somewhere, I guess, some RF maybe bounced off of a satellite. I didn't put that contact in my log, but that was just an interesting little thing when you're playing around. What's happening down in your end of the state other than that y'all are getting wet, John?
Not much, Harry. Where was this guy at that you were texting back and forth?
He was in New South Wales, so I think that's the bigger state, province, whatever they call them in Australia. And I don't remember now what his radio was. He just told me he was running 600 watts into a vertical antenna. And again, to pick up Australia on 40 meters in the morning here is... I think that's walking about a half inch above the water, not walking on the water, but a little bit above it. But his paw popped up, and when you see something like that, you go check it out. It's just too unusual just to sit there and watch it roll up the screen.
Excuse me there, Harry. I had a coughing fit there for a sec. Too many cigars, I guess. That's pretty amazing that you picked that up. Some of us are getting wet. Dave's getting wet. Apparently, I'm not. We had some pretty good rain yesterday, and they're trying to loosen things up a little bit. We're still my American Legion post is trying to figure out whether or not we're going to have baseball this summer. The Nationals have been canceled, and the state championships have been canceled, and they're trying to figure out a way to get the kids out there and play ball. Not under the American Legion flag, but us, you know, kind of sponsoring it. So I don't know what summer's looking like. I've had my granddaughter down here for the last couple of months helping her with her schoolwork, and she's looking forward to, you know, getting out of school and getting back home. But not much else going on down here, Harry. How about you?
Well, we've been dry last two or three days. I've kind of enjoyed that. I think I've said this before. The street I live on is it was a little subdivision put in about 25 years ago. It's got a dozen houses in it. I got nice neighbors. We all know each other, and we leave each other alone. Got one neighbor lives behind me. He's not part of us. That's got some fascination with setting off some kind of explosive devices in his yard. Upsets my cat. But anyway, just kind of poking along. I work with a Boy Scout troop, and we're chartered to a Methodist church. And the Methodist church is up here. Basically, shut the doors. Everything is done online. Worship service Sunday morning is live streamed, and then my Sunday school class meets on Zoom. I know we had an administrative board meeting Sunday afternoon. It was on Zoom. So, you know, the business of the church hasn't stopped, but we're at arm's length. And Scout troop I work with, there's nowhere in the world you get a bunch of kids together and they're not going to be together, so not even thinking about that. And then our restriction is groups of 10, and when you're working with Cub Scout groups, you need a parent there. So all of a sudden, when you've got a couple of leaders and a couple of parents, you don't have any boys. Kind of makes it not quite worthwhile to go through the effort to, you know, keep the 6 feet and all of that that we're supposed to be doing. Anyway, just kind of poking along, I'm sitting here. One of the little things that I do every now and then on FT8 is I try and run the bands from 6 to 160 meters, and I think I'm probably not going to get 6 meters today, but I actually worked with a couple of people on 12 meters tonight, and that's filling up the log with contacts, but I need Alaska, Hawaii, obviously, and one of the Dakotas to have worked all states on 160 meters. And then the other thing I'm playing with is I built an antenna out of some old tent poles. They were 1-inch diameter aluminum poles, about 2 feet long, and had some nice joining sections, so I put them together and made a 20-foot vertical dipole. It's off center fed, and that's what I've been working tonight. And for 20 feet of aluminum tubing sticking up out in the yard, it's actually works pretty good. Not nearly as good as a bigger antenna, but for 20 feet of pipe, not bad. With that, we'll turn it back to you, John. Maybe somebody else has got something to add in here. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
This is KN4RJN. Well, thanks, Jerry. Appreciate that. Let's see, a second shift is showing up. We'll take a brief break here for check-ins. Anybody else for check-ins? Alpha 2 Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Hey, Ian. John, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Sid and Fletcher. Made it tonight with you, John. We don't have really anything to check me in and out, please.
For RJN. John, thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Hey, John, listen, I like that tidbit that you did tonight. That was easy to listen to and entertaining. A few facts thrown in there. Appreciate that a lot. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
This is K
Can4RJN. That's Control Blue Ridge 2-Minute. I'd like to welcome W4IOE at SID up here in Fletcher, North Carolina. SID runs a net on Sunday nights, isn't it, SID, I believe?
It's Sunday nights at 8 o'clock, 146-640, tone of 91.5. Thank you, John, W4IOE.
That's it. Appreciate you running the net up there, and appreciate you coming down here to our net every once in a while. Also like to welcome Larry, KK4JOBQ. Larry, I was wondering where you were at. And KC4MFK, Larry's wife, Donna. And thank you for those kind words, Larry, and thank you for stopping by. Tell Donna we said hi. And any other stations? Alpha 2 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. Want to check in? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Or if there's any other stations out there that got a comment, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4 TNT, Kilo Alpha 4, Echo November Delta. Nice, buddy. Send me in and out.
Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, James and Greer, negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge Supernut. I'd like to welcome James, KB1BNT, and the station that called just before that, sir. You caught me off guard and I missed your call sign. Can you come back to me, sir?
Buddy, Kilo Alpha 4, Echo November Delta. Kilo Alpha 4, Echo November Delta. Taylor, negative.
Thank you, buddy. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge Supernet. I'd like to welcome KA4END. That's Buddy up there in Taylor's. Any other stations? For comments or check-ins, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2-Minute. One last call for check-ins or comments. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2-Minute. I'd like to thank everybody for checking in. Wishing you all a pleasant evening. Let me get my net report. And everybody stand by for my next report. Stand by. This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Now securing the net and returning the repeater back to normal amateur radio operations. I want to thank everybody for checking in. Y'all have a good night. Please take care of yourself and take care of each other. Good night.